tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
From here to Armageddon, welcome to lesson number 3 of our From Here to Armageddon series. The second major event on our From Here to Armageddon timeline is the coming Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement. The prophesied Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement is so important because the Bible states that when this agreement is reached, the final 7 years to Armageddon will begin. This prophecy is one of the very few prophecies in the Bible that has a timeline attached to it. When this prophesied agreement is reached, we will be able to mark on our calendars that we are 7 years away from the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus to the earth. The prophecy is found in Daniel 9, 24 through 27. Jerusalem had been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians in 586 BC. Most of the Jews had been carried away at that time into Babylonian exile. During their 70 years of captivity, the Jews dreamed of the day they could go back to Jerusalem and rebuild their temple. Now, this incredibly important prophecy was given to the prophet Daniel while he was still in Babylon. Around 539 BC, the Medes and the Persians conquered the kingdom of Babylon, replacing it with their own world-dominating empire. Cyrus, one of the rulers of the Medes and the Persians, gave the command that Jews should be allowed to return back to Jerusalem from their Babylonian captivity and gave them permission to rebuild their temple. Daniel's prophecy states that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem to the coming of the Messiah would be 49 years plus 434 years. Due to the unreliability of the calendars back in that time period, we can't speak with certainty as to the exact date the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem was issued. However, we know for certain Messiah was to come after the 49 years and then the 434 year segments. Verse 26 of Daniel 9 gives us this information. This verse also tells us the Messiah would come and then would be cut off, and then the city and the sanctuary would be destroyed. Here we have two specific events that were foretold. The prophecy clearly states that the Messiah would come, number one, and he would be cut off before the destruction of Jerusalem. We know the date of the destruction